Mr. New York, Mark Simone on WOR.
Well, we got lots to get to this hour. New York reopening. We'll get to, hey, Broadway reopens tonight. It's the first night. Four shows are going to open: Lion King, Chicago, Wicked, and Hamilton. So far, Hamilton, the most popular one, and $40 million advance already. You're going to have to wear a mask the whole show. You'll need to be either vaccinated or have a negative test. Hey, Joe Bartlett, have you noticed everything is kind of back to normal? I know, like the Met Ball last night, that's a big crowded thing with thousands of people, although they went to only 75% capacity, but that's still a lot of people. And you saw the football game, right? You see college football, 100,000 people sitting in a stadium.
Yeah, I think, you know, people are getting back to normal. I mean, you look at Broadway. You know, you just can't stay in your house forever.
Yeah, those first college football games, that Michigan game with 100,000 people sitting there, that's now a week and a half. That's like 11 days ago. We've had no outbreak there, so that's a good sign. We've had a bunch of those games. Apparently, Hamilton is selling out like crazy. Have you seen Hamilton?
Not on Broadway. I saw it on TV, on the Disney Channel.
Yeah. What a show. They come out. The opening song is so great. And it's like a rap song version of Hamilton. It's so great. And then they do 12 more songs that sound exactly like this first song. You can't tell one from the other. Yeah. Some people, they downloaded the opening song, the big song, and they like that. And they like it so much. Let me download all the songs. And then they realized they can't tell which is which. It's all the same song. It's a brilliant show for about 10 minutes, and then you're looking at your watch. Am I wrong? Some people get so offended when you make fun of Broadway. But Hamilton, brilliant, brilliant, for the first 10 minutes. And then I don't know what you're going to do the rest of the show. But it's 3 hours with a mask on. Lion King, Chicago, Wicked, these are all great shows. They're heavily dependent on tourists on Broadway, and it's going to be a while before they're all back. Now, the important thing about Broadway reopening, in the Broadway area, you got all these restaurants that don't do any business without any Broadway shows, so this will bring them back. Now, you got another problem, which is you got de Blasio and Cuomo, who screwed up the crime situation, Cuomo releasing all the prisoners, no bail, and de Blasio screwing up the police department. So you got terrible crime around the Times Square area. That frightens away a lot of people, especially suburbanites and tourists and all that. So until you get that cleaned up, I don't know if Broadway ever really comes back. Now, for those of you that said moved, or you're going to move, or New York is never coming back, it always comes back. It always comes back. Just remember, 9/11, all you heard was nobody will ever live downtown again. Nobody will ever live in a 60th floor or high rise. Soon as it was over, downtown took off more than any place else, and they started building 100-story buildings. So New York always comes back. Now, what happens, this is what happened after the pandemic in 1918. You know, we grew up reading about this roaring 20s, the roaring 20s. That's all I ever heard about is in history classes and all that, but I never knew that much about the pandemic. And you didn't realize it was the pandemic that pretty much caused the roaring 20s. People have been locked down for 2 years. So that when it was over, and World War I had ended, it was just massive celebrating for years. So you'll see a roaring 20s, some reports on the sex parties and all this stuff coming back, orgies everywhere. They're actually calling it in some places the whoring 20s. So, hey, Joe Bartlett, you ever been invited to a sex party?
Can't say as I have, no.
I haven't either. Where the hell are these sex parties? Stephen Colbert talking about it last night, saying that he's been in show business all his life, the most decadent place you could be, and he's never heard of any of these. So, but apparently they're back. Here's the interesting thing about, if you go back and historically study all the pandemics, all of these sort of viruses through the years, they tend to last a couple of years, 2 years, and then they die out. Some have gone 5 years, and then they weaken and they go away. And viruses tend to weaken when each wave weakens a little, because if it gets too strong, it could wipe out the population. Believe it or not, these viruses are smart. They mutate and vary in smart ways, so they know they have to kind of keep the hosts alive, so they weaken a little. This virus is behaving differently from every previous virus. It's not weakening, and it's it's getting more contagious. So why would it be so different from every other virus? Scientists now feeling that's more evidence that it was man-made. A natural virus behaves in the way I just mentioned, but this is a man-made virus. So in the end, you may have to thank Fauci for this, since his group was funding these weird experiments, these bizarre experiments to create a super virus. And so it could be, if it's this awful man-made virus that you can never get rid of, you'll just have to get vaccinated every year. The good thing about the Delta variant, the bad thing and the good thing, is that it's so contagious, it'll get everybody unvaccinated, and at some point we'll be at 95% immunity, which may be the only way to solve this. They used to say 75% herd immunity, but now they're thinking 95% to really slow this down and bring it to a stop. Hey, one thing about the NFL, they now have, how many national anthems they have? It's the national anthem. Well,
two that I know of now.
The black national anthem.
Right.
Even Bill Maher going nuts on this, saying this is the dumbest thing. These Democrats, these crazy woke liberal Democrats, getting so ridiculous to have separate national anthems. You see, can you imagine if Martin Luther King came back to life? Spent his whole life to stop having two of anything. He didn't want to have two drinking fountains. He didn't want to have two restrooms. That was his whole fight, his whole life, to integrate so everybody used the same drinking fountain. Everybody had the same restroom. Everybody sat in the same place. Stopping this segregation. Guy worked his whole life, gave his life, to make sure there wasn't two of anything, that it was just one for everybody. And then you got the woke idiots. And the NFL plays along with this stupid thing. Well, we'll have a national anthem for this group. We'll have a national anthem for that group. Can you imagine if Martin Luther King saw this, what he would think? Even Bill Maher ranting and raving on Friday night that he loves being a liberal, but today's liberals are making it so hard for him with this stupid stuff. And thank Biden for this, too. Bringing back segregation. Remember Biden's campaign? He'll unite us. He'll bring us together. He'll heal us. Now we got two of everything. We got more segregation, more than ever before. And he's screaming that it's the most racist, white supremacist nation ever. Wasn't he vice president for 8 years with Obama?
Uh-huh. And a senator.
Yeah. But the 8 years of Obama-Biden, well, how come it wasn't the most racist? I guess they blame Trump for everything, but, you know, nothing really changed during the Trump years. So, and everybody upset that they used to support George W. Bush, all the Republicans, are now upset with him for his over-the-top, stupid, irrational, the biggest fear is white supremacists. I'm sure there are white supremacists. There's probably about 12 of them somewhere in Virginia in a mountain or something, but I don't know anybody's ever seen a white supremacist. Have you ever seen one in all the years of covering news? Have you ever run into a white supremacist group?
Not really.
If you wanted to find one, where would you go look? I don't know. I have no idea. Remember all the attacks on the Asians? And I'm watching a TV show, and they confront the police commissioner. Is this white supremacist? And he said, you know, I can't really let me research this, and I'll come back tomorrow with an answer. And he came back the next day, and he said, we had 14 incidents. And none of the attackers were white. And we found no evidence of white supremacists. In fact, we've never encountered a white supremacist in New York City. So George W. Bush doing that. And then he's trying to claim that January 6th is worse than 9/11. Can you imagine the 9/11 families hearing this?
Jeez, I know.
Who lost their loved ones. Or the people that were there from near Ground Zero for that nightmare. And this guy is claiming that somebody with a moose hat on running through the Capitol, waving a sign and then leaving, that's worse. It's just ridiculous. And a lot of people, you know, they supported Bush. They defended him through the Iraq War. They defended him against John Kerry. And now this guy goes, he goes totally swamp, but he was always a swamp guy. And swamp is thicker than water, so thicker than party. So offending every last supporter he had at 9/11. And still nobody's explained the seating arrangement of 9/11. Whether you like Rudy Giuliani or not, whether you think he drinks or whether you think he's too kooky or whatever you think, he is the hero of 9/11 as far as leadership. He was the leader on 9/11, and he doesn't get a seat, and Nancy Pelosi takes his seat. It was always Rudy right in the front. And Pelosi takes his seat, and Rudy's in the bleachers. Joe Bartlett, how did this happen? Wasn't this a little idiotic?
I don't know. I mean, even Bloomberg had a better seat than Rudy.
That's true. Bloomberg, who wasn't even in office yet, had nothing to do with 9/11, although give him credit for helping with the reconstruction of all that. But on 9/11, but why is Bloomberg up there? Because he's a Democrat, because he's one of them. And I could see why Donald Trump did not want to stand in that group, even though it's the ex-presidents of Clinton, Obama, Biden standing there. But can you imagine what that would have looked like if Donald Trump was standing there? Can you imagine?
I was thinking about that as I was watching. I thought, oh, my gosh, Trump would never fit.
And, they all had their masks on for theatrical purposes. They all had their masks on. Well, if you look in today's New York Post, you'll see the pictures. Soon as the ceremony was over, they all ripped their masks off, and they huddled together to have conversations with the masks off. The mask was just theatrics. Look at the pictures. They yanked the masks off, and they all huddled into a circle, and they're talking right into each other's face with no mask on. So it's just the phoniest people in the world. You can't trust these Democrats on this stuff. They yanked the mask off. Watch Biden. I'm walking with the mask. You see him walk across the field with the mask on. As soon as he gets up into a group, he takes it off and starts talking right into their face. His big vaccine mandate. Congress gets an exemption. Everybody gets an exemption. It's just complete phoniness. So it looks like the tax plan, the $3.5 trillion, is going to have some problems. Even some Democrats backing off saying it's just over the top. It's insane. It's ridiculous. And his plan, how would you collect all this money? Where would you get enough revenue? He wants to hire 1 million IRS agents, $72 billion to hire all these new IRS agents, and they'll be so tough, they'll go get every last penny. But the CBO estimate is if they did that, they would come up with another $163 billion a year, which is really not that much in the scheme of things. First of all, you're spending $70 billion to collect it. That brings it down to $90 billion a year. And what do we need to take in every year? A couple trillion? So it's really not that much of a difference. Now, Joe Bartlett, you moved out of the tri-state area. Was taxes a big reason? Most people move for that reason.
Yeah, I can't. It's a huge, huge difference in terms of taxes here. The weather's better.
Oh, here he goes. They always rub it in.
Your weather's fine right now. A couple of months, it won't be.
December, they all call you. Yeah, it's 75 and sunny here, and I don't pay any taxes. They all can't rub that in enough. Now, of course, on the other hand, you have to live in Florida, where it's 150 in the shade, and dinner's at 3 o'clock, and you go to Starbucks at 5 a.m. If you want to live like that, okay. But in New York, if all this stuff passes, and you're in the top bracket in New York, you'll be paying 61% in taxes.
It's unbelievable.
61%. Now, Democrats think if you're rich that they must come and try to take everything from you. You must be destroyed because you're rich. They don't realize if you're that rich, you're probably employing 20,000 people. You're probably creating a lot of jobs. You're probably paying a ton of tax already. The top 1% in New York City pays like 65% of the taxes. Bloomberg figured it out once. There was like something like 5,000 families that pretty much pay all the tax in New York. Almost all the revenue comes from these 5,000 families. So you don't want to chase them out. And also, a Democrat can't get through his head that it's actually immoral. It's just immoral to take 61% of somebody's money. The idea of tax is you pay a little tax for services for the government, but that's supposed to be like 10% or 15%. You're not supposed to pay more than half your income. What could possibly be going on that you would give somebody 61% of your income? And what is that for? The finest school system? I don't think we have that in New York City, do you? if you're
it's
that
obscene,
rich and not using it.
That number, that is obscene. And nobody has a problem with it. Oh, okay.
No, it's totally immoral. And if you're that rich, you're sending your kids to private school, you're not even using the school system. And the thing is, if you're that rich, you can be anywhere you want. You're very mobile. You can keep a place in New York. I was arguing with somebody once, and he said, well, the Koch brothers live here. It doesn't bother them. Well, I checked. They don't live here. They live in Oklahoma. That's where they lived. But they had a house here. And it, all it means is you can only be here 150 days. But people like that are always traveling anyway. So we'll see what passes. We'll see what finally does pass. You know, Rikers Island, Democrats went to take a tour of Rikers Island. And de Blasio has been pushing this that it, they came out and they said it's the most disgusting conditions, toilets overflowing into cells, everything's disgusting, it's disgusting, and must be closed, and we have to close it. They got some developer wants Rikers Island. It's the only big island in New York City with a bridge to it. They kept trying to sell Governor's Island to somebody, but there's no bridge. You can only come back and forth by boat, so nobody wanted it. Somebody wants Rikers Island. That's why de Blasio and now some other Democrats are pushing to close it. And people tell me that de Blasio and everybody, they let the conditions decline. You could fix all of this. You could clean this up, but they let it. So they want to close it and create a bunch of prisons all over New York City. It's a lot of contracts to hand out. And some big developer wants that island. So they simply can't answer the question. If conditions are that bad, why just build another prison? The problem is, obviously, you guys don't know how to run a prison and keep it clean and safe. You switch buildings, how does that help? You got to switch systems. Let's see you clean this up, and then we'll give you another prison. But, hey, check out the webpage. We've got a lot of good stuff up there. What would Donald Trump say if he had to talk to an unvaccinated woman? Somebody wasn't vaccinated. What did Donald Trump say to him? Well, watch this video. It's pretty good. It's actually Greg Gutfeld's wife, and he's interviewing Trump. It's one of the best interviews with Trump. Very funny, too. Take a look at it. Also, a brand new Joe Biden theme song. You'll love this. And if you didn't see it, take a look at the pictures of Joe Biden at the 9/11 ceremony and watch how tacky his behavior was. Watch him get totally disrespectful at the ceremony. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
This is the Mark Simone Show.
Mr. New York.
On 710WOR.
Well, take some calls. 800-321-0710 is the number. Let's go to Irene, who's in Long Island. Irene, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Are you there?
No, I stepped out.
Oh, sorry. I'm calling about the California recall. I think the people of California really need to know he has to be recalled, and they don't have to vote for Larry Elder. There are like 40 other people on the ballot that they could vote for. It doesn't matter. Anybody would do a better job than he is.
Well, that's true, Irene. Thanks for calling. Here's the problem. It's two questions on the ballot. First question is, do you want a recall? So that has to win before the second one comes in. In other words, a majority, 51%, have to vote for the recall. Then it goes to who do you want? So that's the problem. It looks like the recall itself will not pass, according to the latest polls. But even the sports bookies now have Newsom staying. Let's go to Bob in New Jersey. Bob, how you doing?
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good.
Two issues. First thing, I was listening to Winkin' Blinkin' this morning, and, everything he says is all official. These committee members, hello?
Yes.
These officials on these committees are not privy to any of this information that Blinken is telling them. So there's no way for them to verify anything that he says. So he can tell them anything he wants. Second thing is on one of the other talk shows, not the mainstream media, Corn Pop Joe was talking about his very first job at a lumber company. And then this lumber company went back and investigated, and he never worked at the company.
All right. Thanks for calling. Winkin' Blinkin', I guess it's Blinkin'. Yeah, Blinkin', every time you ask him a question, starts blinking and twitching. I guess that's why his name is Blinkin'. All he does is blink when you ask him anything. And Biden, every time he tells his life story, it's a different story. Nothing ever matches up. And he grew up in tough old Scranton. But if you do a little research, you find out a lot of his childhood he spent in Garden City, where his father owned an airport. A car dealership is one. He owned a car dealership, but he also owned the airport at one point. Anyway, let's go to Vincent in Brooklyn. Hey, Vincent.
Mark, good morning. Mark, this all-out communist, the AOC, is such a hypocrite because She trashes the rich like she went to the gala with that dress on. Yet she and the squad are bankrolled by some East Indian trust fund kid. And yet she trashes it. And I believe this guy may even be a member of his staff, but he's a very rich East Indian trust fund kid. And Ileana Presley, AOC, that nut job Talib, and Ilhan Omar all got money from him. Mark, another thing I would like to say about the hotel suites at Rikers Island, a lot of times the vacationers there, they purposely ruin the plumbing. What they do is they'll throw dirt, they'll throw anything down the toilet so it'll back up. They'll throw toilet paper, you name it, they'll throw it down there. And it doesn't take much for the whole floor to back up. So then they
What's the point of doing that if you're going to have, if it's in your cell?
No, they're going to put that this way then, because it's in your cell, they're going to put you in another cell, or they'll make you go in the yard while the plumber's working on it. They do that on purpose. More often than not, that's done on purpose so they could.
Have you ever been in, you've been in Rikers Island?
No, thank God. I've been in other places, which I won't.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. I won't disclose, but
more federal type stuff, right?
Yeah, the food is better.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for calling, Vincent. Take care. Speaking of AOC and all her, but you know, a lot of people, you know, AOC is going to primary Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer's terrified. She's going to run against it. Well, the other theory is she's going to jump off at one point and get herself a nice multi-million-dollar TV deal, The View or something like that. I think this appearance at the Met Gala in that incredible gown, sitting there with you, I think that's a sign that she may be leaning towards the cash in and take the TV deal maybe later this year or next year. You never know. Hey, when we come back, Lionel will be with us. Let's see what he's got to say about all this. Coming up on 710 WOR, let's get the latest news. Here's Joe Bartlett.
All righty, Mark.
The Mark Simone Show on 710 WOR.
Well, Lionel, of course, radio, TV host, YouTube star. It's Lionel Nation on YouTube. And make sure you follow him on Twitter, also LionelMedia.com. Lionel Media at LionelMedia.com is his website. Lionel, how you doing?
Thank you. And Lionel Media on Twitter. You know, Mark, a couple of things. I got to tell you something. One of my favorite aspects of your show, because I really study them, and I think those aspiring to radio greatness and understanding what a true professional is should listen to your show as well. But what I think is important is my favorite is when Michael Goodwin or whoever it is doesn't show up. And you could say, you know, I don't see Michael Goodwin. He's not here. Does anybody know where? All right, anyway. Okay, anhydrous pneumonia, whether it's, and you go into something that you've had worked out. The iPhone 13 basically has a mega. There is an NSA. Oh, he's back. And we never find out what it was that you went off in the tangent, which I find, in many instances, far more interesting than Michael Goodwin. That's me. I'm sorry. I'm heretical. Mark, I want to talk to you about something. As you know, in addition to the many things, I'm a polymath. I am a heterodox. I love a lot of different things.
Really? You're kidding.
Yes.
Not that I know what any of those things are. What the hell's
a
polymath?
Well, that's the way it is, because you're too busy, you know, hanging around with rich celebrities who have the IQ of a dart. But anyway, kids today are going to school, and parents, for some reason or another, think that their kids are chattel. Now, we have friends of ours kind of into business, and you know, and most people do, that there are very crazy people out there. And when I see people say, well, little Michaela and Morgan are starting school today, here they are. I've got a list of people in the biz who are not liked, who take controversial opinions, and who could very well be the subject of some, God knows what, some masher, serial killer. Why people put pictures of their kids where they live, I will never. And they say, but they're friends of mine. They can't do anything unless it is simultaneously and concomitantly recorded on Facebook. And by the way, one, like to dispel one rumor, people that we know kind of in the biz, especially local news, who really think that they live elegant, fascinating lives. Here I am on the set. Here's my sippy cup. Here's my smoothie. Here's my script. Yes. This is me. Look, I'm getting my hair done. It's amazing. Always on the run. Hashtag never enough time. These hashtags. This narcissistic self-reference. It's over with. What are you, John Cameron Swayze, Betty Furness? It's over. Now, Mark, let me throw a few things out because I know we're running out of time. Mark, you, I, of course, being a lawyer, former prosecutor, and you having a keen sense of finding new avenues of liability. Let me throw this one out to you. Let's assume you run, you are the head of a boxing organization, MMA, Ultimate Fighting, whatever, whatever this is. And I represent a woman who was beaten to death in the ring. Let me make this very simple. Hypothetically, assume arguendo, for the sake of argument, versus an innuendo, which is an Italian suppository. But let's assume I represent this person. And I say to you, Mr. Simone, you being the promoter, did you tell us that the person that my now late client fought was previously a man, born a man? Now, let's assume, again, just assume in the future, somebody says, well, there are new laws which prohibit me from letting people know this. This is secret. This is privilege. Now, if I have to, when I sell a house, let you know whether somebody was murdered in it, termite inspections, if it's haunted. If I have to disclose just buying a house, don't you think one day somebody's going to say, wait a minute, you didn't tell me this person was a man. Well, they're not really a man. No, they were a man. No, they were trans. So get ready for new levels of liability that you haven't even imagined, and wait till you see those liable cases coming up to heads or being attacked by those more woke individuals who don't believe that there is anything between a man and a woman and biological. So kind of keep an eye sort of on that one.
Just now, for anybody listening who's saying to themselves, this is the silliest, craziest example that could never happen. This actually happened. Everything you're saying is true.
Well, it's going to happen a lot more. Let me tell you another thing. You ready for this? Let's assume you and I work for organized crime, and we are trying to find new ways because there is nothing more fascinating than the criminal mind. And you being in entertainment for this long know exactly what I'm talking about. The people that you work for, cold, stone cold killers. But they always find something new. You know, protection rackets and no-show jobs. Here's a new one. Let's pick out somebody that we like. Let's say there's an actress who has some troubles. She's really not that so crazy, but, you know, she's had her problems, but has a tremendous catalog of stuff. I'm going to work with you, and we're going to go to a family member, a la Britney and others, and we're going to get a conservatorship. We're going to own it completely legally, and we're going to move in and own this. You know, people have, you know, dead people, their catalogs, the Charlie Chaplin estate. Let's say we get somebody who's maybe in the twilight of their career that has a pretty good catalog. We move in there. Keep an eye on new allegations being made of fraudulent conservatorship as a means, as a vehicle, almost of something almost like organized crime. It's going to happen, and it's going to be fascinating. Keep an eye on that one. And by the way, you know this last night, the gala?
Yeah.
The whatever it is? This is the end of it all. Did you notice how the A-listers were so, shall I say, de minimis in presence? There weren't any there. Could it be because of vaccine requirements? Or have they just said, we don't want to be there anymore? Today's stars, where was Cardi B? Where was Lizzo or whoever these people are? The days of Anna Wintour, the days of elegance, the days of Cary Grant, it's over with. Celebrity is over. Hollywood is over. Hollywood status, it's done. Everything, the model. Next, you know and I know, Jeff Bezos is going to own the NFL.
What?
Think about that. Jeff Bezos will own the NFL. You're going to see a complete and total transformation of everything. Everything. And keep look at what's happening right now. He is ready for some. SpaceX isn't of any interest. You want to go after things that are so quintessentially American. And the NFL owners are sitting back and they say, you know what, we would have one heck of a payday. Keep an eye on this. I'm just saying, Mark.
Well, you know, a lot of people say
the horizon.
The only thing keeping broadcast TV alive is the NFL games. If the streaming service ever got the NFL, that'd be the end of broadcast. So you think that
would be a part of the reason? Broadcast is over. Let me try to say this again, and let me. And I don't want to be here. Maybe this is the wrong platform. You know what I mean, Mark? Sometimes there are stars that we still see, but could have theoretically blown up billions of years ago, but the light hasn't hit us yet. But we swear we still see it. You ever get stuff from people who are still trying to do new news programs? People trying to re-edit and retool things called gossip? Broadway trying their best? Did you see the stable of Broadway shows? Who's going to spend $300 to see this crap? It's a new world. But the people, Mark, who are involved, and I'll let you go because I know you're busy. The people who are involved, the people calling the shots, are living 20 to 30 years behind. They still see that star. And let me also say something to you. Being a West Sider, in conclusion, this morning I looked out and saw my first cruise ship along the West Side Highway, the Virgin Atlantic, in 18 months.
Wow, that's interesting.
It was like seeing a UFO land. It's like, oh, my God. Could it be the new normal? Could it be? Is nature? Is this the reset? Are things getting back to normal? Of course not.
I'd say we're out of time, but he's the perfect guest, does the whole interview, even knows when to wrap it up. Perfect. But everybody, if you want more, go to watch him on YouTube, Lionel Nation at YouTube, Lionel Nation at YouTube. Website, lionelmedia.com, and it's Lionel Media on Twitter. And Lionel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, my friend. All the best. All
right. Take care. Oh, check out the webpage. Watch Donald Trump. What would he say to an unvaccinated woman? This is pretty funny. Take a look at this interview. Also, a great new theme song for Joe Biden. Take a look at that. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.